we mentioned the many different guys that are unrestricted free agents that you knew for weeks and months leading into it, but also because of teams deciding to buy out for various reasons, usually cap reasons, guys are back on the market. Brad Boyes is one such player, and he joins us this morning. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing okay. How you guys doing?
We're good. And I know we've talked a number of times along the way, and a real successful NHL career, different stops. You certainly know the business of the game nowadays. Was it a surprise that Florida decided to buy you out?
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I didn't really expect it. I wouldn't, if I were traded, I was thinking that might be a little more of what would have been expected. But to buy me out, I was really surprised. I don't really know the reasonings behind it. I haven't really talked to anybody from Florida yet. So it's, again, it's like you mentioned, been part of this league for a while and understand the business and realize that, you know, that the business decisions are made. And, you know, as much as you like them or not, it's part of the game.
Brad, I was surprised, as you were, with your cap hit the way it was and the way Florida was building. I was surprised with it, but it is part of the business. I've been bought out before and understand certainly sometimes they go in a different direction. During this little period, have you had a chance to talk with other teams about future contracts in store for you?
Well, I just got officially word yesterday when I was put on waivers at noon. Up until that point, I spoke to my agent on Saturday, and he said this could be potentially what would happen. So up to then, it wasn't 100% sure, and then found out at noon yesterday, and since then, there have been a couple teams that expressed interest, but right now, it's we'll see, you know, in a couple hours kind of really what happens, but I'm hopeful and looking for something, but it's going to be kind of going a little bit unknown at noon.
Now, how many times have you been in this situation as a UFA on July 1st?
This will be my third time, and I haven't had a lot of success, so it's not the best day for me, just like trade deadline day.
Yeah, so what's the day like? It's easier on the management side. Even if they do nothing, they go in and be busy, and the day just flies by. They control it. What's it like as a player? Is this like sweating out the results of an exam or something like that? What's the day like?
For me, the first year was like that. I was actually on vacation, so I tried to have my phone with me and kind of really was seeing what's going on. This year will be, I don't know, I'm getting ready. I'm going to go on a parade down here in Mississauga, with some friends. So going to just try to spend the day with my family, enjoy that. So I'm not, as I'll have my phone on me, of course, to see what's up, but I'm not going to be as stressed out as I had been in the last couple times.
What's more important now? Is it dollars? Is it term? Or is it finding the fit, for Brad Boyes to contribute to a team and show your worth?
Yeah, right now it's finding a fit that works well. A team that, you know, obviously wants you, and a team that's going to get you in a position to hopefully succeed. At the same time, getting to my age too, you want to get it, hopefully in a team that, you know, is looking to do something quickly as far as pushing through the playoffs and a team that's looking to win. So those are a couple of the options that I've been looking at. You know, if I can get somewhere where they're going to win quickly, then that's great. But the biggest thing, I got to think of obviously my family and a fit for myself where I play and I enjoy the game and I still, love being around the guys and everything works well and not being, in the stands or, not being as happy as it could be in a different spot.
So we see it evolve. The teenage single guy drafted by the Toronto Maple Leafs and quickly traded. And then, as I mentioned, many stops along the way, successful stops. So you talked about what you're looking for. What do you or your agent say to an NHL general manager what you think Brad Boyes can bring to their teams?
To be honest, a lot of my career, the stops that I've been through younger rebuilding teams, and Florida was another one which I really enjoyed. I liked working with the young guys. That can be part of it, but again, on the flip side, looking to win, looking somewhere to contribute. I think I've played different positions over my career, and last try to stick to the wing, but moving up and down first, third line, power play, just not specifically pigeonholed into one specific role, but I can kind of do a few different things. And I think it's just looking, talking teams being, you know, his experience, been in the league for a while, and, you know, hopefully, you know, brings a good character.
Just as we look ahead, for all the best for you, just on the Florida situation, was there a conversation at all with somebody, or was it just the cold, hard legal facts that here's your buyout?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I haven't spoken to anybody in Florida, which, you know, I loved it there. It was, you know, the management was good. The owners were awesome. I really liked and had a lot of respect for the ownership. As far as management, though, again, up to this point, I haven't spoken to anybody. It was, you know, I got an email saying, here's your the contract buyout, I guess, or whatever it was. And that's pretty much it. So just kind of, you know, I liked it there. Again, I don't have a lot of bad things to say about Florida. I think they're going to do a lot of great things. They got the guys there are awesome. The young guys there are good kids, and they're going to be really good players. I really liked that group there. They're awesome. So, you know, obviously good luck to them, but just got to look now towards what I can offer another team.
Well, as you mentioned, heading out for the parade and hopefully start a good things to come, and certainly give my regards to your dad as well. I know from knowing years back in the educational business, and you've learned the education that way, how it all works. So happy Canada Day, and all the best moving forward, Brad.
All right. Thanks, guys. Happy Canada Day, and have a fun, exciting day today. I'm sure we'll be busy.